Mr. Dickler. If you're there, pick up. But you're not going to anyway. Are you? Because you never answer your phone.
It's okay.
You don't have to answer if you don't want to. I didn't have anything to talk about, really. I just had a minute and just thought I'd give you a ring. Because I was thinking about you. About last night. Thought maybe you'd like to know. Anyway, when you do get this message, won't you hit me back? You do remember how to hit me back, don't you? Got my number, Dick. And I have yours.
I'm sitting here. I have nothing to hide. I'm an open book. My desire etched deep. The windows to my soul. There he is, in all of his sensuous glory. He doesn't see me watching him. His friends sit with him as they drink their night away. I see him smiling, and I imagine his smile is mine. When he picks up his glass and drinks, I imagine being his lips. That I can feel his tongue running across me, slowly. Feeling his warmth, his sweetness. I imagine being a drop of his sweat, rolling down his well-muscled body. How I long to feel his large arms around me. To feel the power in those arms, those thighs, that body. Take it anymore. I have to have him. I'm going to explode. Hopefully. I open my eyes and again I see him. Suddenly, as if he's heard my thoughts, he's turning toward me and I realize that he knows. He's heard every word. I can tell by the way he looks at me, the way he licks his lips, the look in his eyes. I make a trip to the ladies' room. A little cold water, perhaps. I need to put out this fire. It's beginning to consume me. I need to stop it before it takes control. I close my eyes. I splash my face. I know I should leave him alone. A sound at the door behind me. Get a hold of yourself. I gaze into the mirror in a daze. My eyes begin to focus. And there he is. He's standing there in the ladies' room, leaning against the door and smiling. I just stare at him, my body flushed with heat as he locks the door. He walks toward me, that burning look in his eyes. I spin around quickly to protest, but before I can utter a word, a finger to my lips. Shh. I am in his arms, his full lips pressed against mine. His kiss melts me completely. Deep and soft. Soft as cotton candy and tasting just as sweet. I can feel his hands, strong, powerful hands on my thigh. Slowly brushing upward, my body trembles uncontrollably. My most secret places quiver in anticipation. He looks into my eyes and I see passion there. His want, his need as deep as mine. As he lifts me, my body pressed against his hands gripping my ass firmly. He leans me against the sink, his lips again on mine. muscled shoulders, trailing his back. His hands slowly glide upward, the wisp of silk lining up my thigh. I feel his fingers exploring me, and the feeling makes me want even more, needing to feel him inside of me. Kisses, like rose petals against my neck. He gauges my every reaction, knowing just what to do. His hand on my breast. God, his hand between my thighs. I want it to go on forever. I feel his mouth on my breast as he looks up at me. My nipples hard like marble. His tongue soft and warm. Sending waves of passion throughout my body. Feeling the hardness of him pressed against me. His kisses trail downward, his tongue tracing small trails across my body. Small circles around my navel. Anticipation of pleasures to come. A moan escapes my lips as I feel the gentleness of his kiss brush against the inside of my thigh. Like the gentle brushing of butterfly wings, his tongue exploring the deepest parts of me. An all-consuming heat overtakes me, an intense roaring blaze that refuses to die. The world around me is melting, dissolving. There is him, there is me, there is nothing else. His kisses trail back upward, slowly, bathing me with his tongue, lingering in my most sensitive places. I shiver again in my excitement as I feel him gently nibbling at my nipple, then on as he buries his face in my neck. He kisses me again, deeper, harder, his passion made known by the intensity. Oh, God, if his first kiss melted me completely, then this one is truly heaven. Suddenly I feel him inside me, the hardness of him, the passion overtaking us both. Now it is his throat from which the moan escapes, my nails digging deep into his skin. The coldness of the marble sink pressed against my ass. I'm lost within myself, within him, within this place, this time we have created for ourselves. Waves of consciousness and unconsciousness washing over me, cresting, rising, falling, like the high tides of winter. The passion etched deeply within his face as together we experience sensuality in its purest form.
me tell you something. Now, we've been together for a long time, and I don't ask for much. I don't ask for money. I mean, I don't. I just need some time right now. I just need a break. I just need to get away. I just need some sunshine. You can't let me down now. You can't let me down now. You can't let me down now. You can't let me down now.
Run for cover, well, well, well.
I can see it in your eyes. And as you think of her, rise expectations to the sky.